This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 5th, 2016. I'm David Knight, live here in Austin. I'm going to be your host for the rest of this hour. And, of course, you just heard Alex Jones talking to Roger Stone about the Trump University issues and the fact that the media is not paying any attention to the situation, exactly a parallel situation with Hillary Clinton. And we've seen this before. We saw this with the charitable donations coming after Donald Trump for the veterans donations. And he held a press conference and said, here are all the people that we have vetted. I paid to vet this. I gave 100% of the money. I didn't take anything for overhead. I even paid to vet the people. And yet what they do is they focus on him having a confrontation with one of the journalists who still wants to challenge him on that issue. We've got a lot to talk about this hour. And I'm going to talk about, I've got a couple of articles and a couple of updates about this back and forth regarding this judge who is a member of La Raza. Of course, the Washington Post says, no. That La Raza group has absolutely nothing to do with the other national La Raza group. And it's like, yeah, okay. I'm going to read to you when we come back. I'm going to read to you what Cesar Chavez said about La Raza. He didn't care for La Raza himself. And also, we've got Newt Gingrich coming out and criticizing Donald Trump for bringing up the issue that he believes that this judge is biased against him. Former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says, he's got a legitimate concern here. And so we're going to talk about what he has to say. We're going to talk about what Cesar Chavez, the union organizer, said. So we've got people who are both Republicans, people who have in the past have been union organizers talking about La Raza. It's been around for a while. We're also going to talk about what's going on in Switzerland. You know, the Swiss just rejected Bernieomics, otherwise known as socialism. And, of course, that's what Hillary Clinton is running on as well. They just rejected a plan, and part of that was to guarantee $31,000 of income to everybody in the country. Of course, that works out to about $16 an hour. The rationale for this was the idea that robots are going to be taking everybody's jobs, so how are we going to earn a living if the government doesn't provide us with money? We're going to talk about that's a lot happening in Switzerland. Of course, they had this bizarre, demonic opening ceremony for the deepest, longest tunnel in the world that just opened up for a Swiss railroad there. And we're going to show you some clips of that if you're watching this broadcast. Truly bizarre. We're going to talk about the double standard that exists in not only free speech, but in terms of our government protecting us from force. Of course, that is abundantly clear, but there's some new articles that come out on that. We're going to talk about what's going on Brexit. The globalist elitists are starting to panic there. They're making incredibly ridiculous claims, and as a result, the Leave people have now taken the lead, and I think it's the first time I've seen that happen. We're going to talk as well about this. I had a lot on my plate when I came in, and then I got this from our news producer, Nico. Shows me an article from Salon. Says, Donald Trump uses Alex Jones as an actual news source. We're going to tell you what story they came up with this. And we're going to show you with this particular article why nobody uses Salon as a news source, because it's just a hit-and-run piece. We're going to show you what Donald Trump was talking about. We're going to go over briefly where this has happened in the past. And then finally, we're going to talk about the outbreak that we're seeing of tuberculosis. You know, there are consequences to having an open border. There are economic consequences, there are health consequences, there are terrorism and crime consequences to having an open border where you don't vet anyone. We have multiple stories about what's going on. There's a story that's up on the Drudge Report about how Homeland Security is escorting people in who are other than Mexican. That's the special nomenclature. They get special treatment. They get moved in because I guess if you're Mexican under the North American Union, you know, you just get, you don't get quite treated quite as well as people who are outside the North American Union. But we're going to talk about how tuberculosis is now being brought in by the open borders of Barack Obama. and, of course, Hillary Clinton. Maybe we could call Hillary Clinton Typhoid Hillary. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 5th, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host. We've got a lot of news to cover, some really bizarre stuff coming out of Switzerland. Of course, they've rejected Bernieomics. I mentioned that at the end of the last segment. We're going to talk about what they have in terms of citizenship requirements. You won't believe it, but there's also this really incredibly bizarre satanic ceremony that they had to open up a railroad tunnel that happened on June 1st, 2016. You know, the Satanists put a lot of stock in 666. We got the article is up on the Drudge Report about how Satanists in L.A. are going to stake out a big pentagram, and they're going to do it on June 6th. 2016, 6616. Well, it kind of did the same thing in Switzerland as well. So we're going to get into some Swiss news, interestingly enough. Also some Brexit news, because that really closely parallels what's going on in this country in terms of nationalism versus globalism. I want to put a bookend on what Alex and Roger Stone were talking about with the Hispanic judge who was presiding over this Trump University case. I mean, the very fact that this guy would dump all this information out, all this correspondence at the beginning of the trial for the media, that tells you a little bit about his bias, even if you didn't know that he was a member of La Raza. So the question is La Raza an Hispanic Ku Klux Klan? I believe it is. And you know what? So did Cesar Chavez. He believed it was an Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. I'm going to read you some quotes about that. We've got Salon attacking Alex Jones and Donald Trump again, you know, using Alex Jones to attack Donald Trump. We're going to give you the breakdown on that. Before we get into the news, however, I want to let you know about our new product that we have in an introductory special. That is Alexa Pure Breeze. This is a way to purify the air in your home, because one of the things that we've talked for a long time about how essential it is to purify your drinking water. You have to have water on a continuing basis, right? You have to have water. You can't go as long without water as you can go without food. And you can't, of course, go as long without air as you can with water. So you want to make sure that your household air is clean. And, of course, in any house, most of our houses are locked up very tightly in order to save money for heating or cooling. That means that if we have any chemicals to get in our house, that stays there unless you do something to get it out. So you can pollute your own home, or you can clean your own home. So we have a special right now, 25% off, an incredible introductory sale for Alexa Pure Breeze. Now, this is easy to clean and maintain. It has a silent mode at 16 decibels. It's quieter even than a whisper, which is rated at 30 decibels. It's perfect for rooms up to 800 square feet. It's a four-stage purification process, gives you superior air quality, and the final byproduct is clean water, not ozone. So check that out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze, our new product with a 25% discount for the introductory sale. And before I go to this other news, as I said, let me put bookends on what Alex and Roger were talking about in terms of Trump saying that this judge who has a Mexican heritage is biased against him. And it isn't because he simply has an Hispanic heritage. It's because of his connections with La Raza. And I want to read you what Cesar Chavez said about La Raza. He said, I hear more and more Mexicans talking about La Raza to build up their pride. Well, some people don't look at it as racism, but when you say La Raza, you are saying an anti-gringo thing, and it won't stop there. Today it's anti-gringo, tomorrow will be anti-negro. We had a stupid guy who just wanted to play politics in the union, and he began to whip up La Raza against the white volunteers. Even had some of the farm workers and the pickets and their organizers hung up on La Raza. So I took him on. These things have to be met head on. On discrimination, I don't even give the members the privilege of a vote, and I'm not ashamed of that. No, the whole business of discrimination can't exist here. So often these days, leaders are afraid, and even though they feel strongly against racism, they will not speak out against it. If the leadership is united, then it can say, all right, if you're going to do things that way, then you'll have to get rid of us. You have to speak out immediately. You have to speak out the first time. That's Cesar Chavez, the Hispanic union organizer, talking about La Raza. It is the KKK. For Hispanics, it is nothing but racism. It is Spanish for the race. So when you've got a lawyer, a judge, who is part of La Raza Lawyers, okay, that says that he's got some issues. Says that he can't be unbiased in a case where you've got a presidential candidate that is saying we want to control immigration. Because La Raza doesn't want to control immigration. They want to control America, Southwestern America, specifically on the grounds of race. Now, I want to read you something else. A friend of his, Leroy Chatfield, said that's one of the reasons that Chavez was so upset about La Raza. The same Mexicans that 10 years ago were talking about themselves as Spaniards are coming on real strong these days as Mexicans. Another friend quoted Chavez as saying, La Raza, why be racist? He said, our belief is to help everyone, not just one race. Humanity is our belief, said Hugo Chavez. And he noted, said another friend, Stan Steiner, he observed that when Chavez told Chicanos this, he said their faces fell in disbelief. They thought that he was a nationalist and not a humanist. Do you understand? They thought he was a nationalist. La Raza is a nationalist movement. That's why when you go to these Dreamer riots, you've got these young kids out there screaming about La Raza, screaming about Aslan, waving Mexican flags and burning American flags because it is a nationalist movement. It is not a humanist movement. It is not a civil rights movement. It is a form of nationalism. It is their nation against our nation, quite frankly. Now, when we look at this situation, of course, as we point out, this judge, Curiel, is a member of La Raza Lawyers of San Diego. Does that make him biased? Well, Newt Gingrich thinks that Donald Trump missed the boat on this. He said on Sunday, he said, this is the worst mistake Donald Trump has made, said Newt Gingrich. He said, I think it's inexcusable. Now, Trump said that his Mexican heritage was an absolute conflict. In other words, he's a La Raza activist who is defines himself by his Mexican heritage. And, of course, that's going to make him biased against Donald Trump because of the way the media has spun this, saying that he doesn't want anybody to come. He's not saying that he wants to shut out all people of a particular type. He said we need to get control of our borders. We need to know who is coming in. And I think it's interesting to see Newt Gingrich here because we've had a lot of talk. Was Gingrich saying nice things about Donald Trump, Gingrich meeting with Donald Trump, is he going to take control of Donald Trump? You know, because I think Gingrich is a stalking horse for the globalists. I really do. This guy has always been part of the GOP establishment that wants to push globalism in the name of free trade. So I find it interesting that Gingrich is now coming out and pushing back against Trump. Is it because he feels that he's not getting what he wants from Donald Trump? Is he not finding Donald Trump as malleable as the globalists would like him to be? Maybe. Hopefully so. He goes on, he slammed Trump for his comments, Gingrich did, noting that the judge was born in Indiana. Well, you know what? That doesn't mean that he doesn't have biases, that he isn't prejudiced. You have to look at what he does, the organizations that he's in, not simply where he was born. Newt. Okay, he says, when you come to America, listen to what Newt Gingrich said. When you come to America, you get to become an American. Okay, tell me he's not for unrestricted open borders, okay? That's a quote from Newt Gingrich. When you come, he is an American, period. When you come to America, you get to become an American. So we got an anchor judge. His parents came here. I don't know if they came here legally or illegally. They were from Mexico. He was born in America, so I guess he's an anchor judge. And we need to just shut up. He can't possibly be biased. Well, former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says that Donald Trump is right to challenge the fairness of a judge. Here's a guy who is Hispanic, and he says this. His former U.S. Attorney General of the United States, said, as someone whose own ancestors came to the U.S. from Mexico, I know ethnicity alone cannot pose a conflict of interest, but there may be other factors to consider in determining whether Trump's concerns about getting an impartial trial are reasonable. Gonzalez said Curiel is a member of La Raza Lawyers of San Diego. He says it's a national group that vociferously opposes Trump. But, of course, the Washington Post said, no, no, they're unaffiliated. So I guess that means that we just have to go with whatever the Washington Post says. Forget what Alberto Gonzalez says. Forget what Cesar Chavez said about La Raza. That's not a problem. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, June 5th, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to talk about Salon attacking Donald Trump by attaching him to Alex Jones and InfoWars. This is a headline here. Donald Trump uses Alex Jones as an actual news source. I'm going to break this down for you. I'm going to explain to you why nobody uses Salon as an actual news source, okay? And this is a common technique. We saw this just a couple of months ago. Remember in the debate where Donald Trump came out and said, you know what, I'd like to see those 28 pages declassified. At the time that happened in the debate, the very next day, National Review came out and said, Donald Trump has gone full Alex Jones caller. That was the way they began their article. Donald Trump sounds like an Alex Jones caller. It's crazy conspiracy that there's somehow 28 pages missing out of the 9/11 report that have been totally redacted, and they won't let anybody see it. Well, it just so happens, as the people start to look at this, they realize that, yes, that is true. And we have people, Democrats and Republicans, who are on the 9/11 Commission said, we want that information out there. Saudi Arabia is mentioned repeatedly in here, and yet we're not allowed to give this information to the public. And we've been talking about this for a very long time. They were right. It is something that Alex Jones carried the ball on. Where are these missing 28 pages? And look, I understand. Those of you who have been looking at the 9/11 report, you understand that this is a bunch of nonsense. Okay? But let's start unraveling it. Let's get people to understand how they have covered this up. And we've already seen the narrative begin to unravel as people said, hey, we want to see that. If the Saudis were genuinely involved in this, as your report says, then we ought to be able to do something about it. There ought to be some punishment, financial or otherwise, for the people involved in this. Why are we giving the Saudis a free pass on this? So that came out. But that was something that they attacked Donald Trump, saying he's an Alex Jones caller for even bringing this subject up. Now we've legitimized it. We've had 60 Minutes finally do a report on it after these senators and congressmen have been talking about this for 15 years. After we've been talking about this for 15 years, then finally we've got 60 Minutes talking about it. We've got Congress passing a bill, which, and of course, they've gutted that. That's also a head fake. Nevertheless, it has brought this up. It's got people looking at it. And they tried to attack Donald Trump by attaching him to us. Then, of course, remember there was the situation with all the massive ammunition purchases of Homeland Security and others. They said we were crazy conspiracy theorists, even though Paul Joseph Watson, who broke that story, showed the purchase orders that were on the web. That's what started the inquiry into this. What are they doing? Why are they buying so much ammunition? Why are they buying that kind of ammunition? It's not simply for target practice. As we pointed out, it was a quantity of ammunition that was several years worth of the Iraq War at its highest level. It was a massive quantity of ammunition. So they come back and they would take one of the smaller purchases by one organization and say, look, this is nothing. This is just for target practice. And yet for target practice, they would buy hollow point ammunition, anti-personnel ammunition, ammunition that is banned by Geneva Convention from being used in a war. So we said, what is this? Why is the government arming against the citizens? Or is it simply trying to mess with the ammunition market? Because the military makes its own ammunition. But Homeland Security and these other federal agencies that are armed to the teeth like a domestic army, they don't make their own ammunition. They buy it on the open market. And yes, it did play havoc with the ammunition market. Was it a trial run? We still don't have any explanation for why they did that. And they started covering up their purchases after we exposed that. But, of course, you had National Review, just like Salon, and other news organizations, quote unquote, come out and say, hey, this is crazy. This is an Alex Jones conspiracy. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not the missing 28 pages, not the ammunition purchases, and not this story either. They say this is a crazy story that Trump peddled about how there's no California drought. No, that's not what he's saying, and that's not what we said either. And look at that picture if you're looking at the broadcast. They find the two worst pictures they can find, especially of Alex, to make him look as bad as they possibly can. That kind of cartoon portrait there lets you know what this story is about. They say it's a crazy story that Trump peddled about how there's no California drought. You can trace it to an InfoWars conspiracy. Now, when we look at what was actually said by Donald Trump, when he was in California, he said, I would have changed the water. You have a water problem. It's so insane. It's so ridiculous where they're taking the water and shoving it out to sea. And there's loud cheers, they say. Then he continued, it's not the drought. They have plenty of water. No, they shove it out to sea now. Why? Because they're trying to protect a certain kind of 3-inch fish. And they go, oh, well, that came from this, that crackpot notion of saving 3-inch fish. That came from InfoWars. But then they say this. The theory that California's water shortage is all the fault of the EPA is, like most conspiracy theories, grounded in an actual fact. Yeah, it is an actual fact, folks. It is an actual fact that the EPA is having California, even during the periods of the worst drought, dump massive amounts of fresh water into the sea for a 3-inch fish. That's a fact, folks. Now, you can draw whatever conclusions you want, but that is a fact. And even Salon has to admit it. They say, well, it's 800,000 acre-feet of water that get flushed into San Francisco Bay to maintain its marine ecosystem, but that's not really important in the big scheme of things. Well, let's go back to the article, because they didn't quote from the article. They misrepresented the article, but they did link to their article, their source. And this is something from about a year ago, April 20th, 2015. Environmentalists caused California drought to protect this fish. And we show a picture there on that article of the little 3-inch fish. It says, we reported here about the severe drought in California, the worst in decades. It's believed to be partially man-made because of California's extreme environmental regulations that are literally flushing freshwater out to sea. Now, we're not saying that the drought was caused, and that's not what Donald Trump is saying either. He's saying it's stupid what the EPA is doing. It is destructive of the economy. Their regulations are destructive of the economy. And they're pointing this out. So what we did was we quoted and commented on a CNS News Service story, and we gave the references to it. That's what we do here, because we report on things, different things than other news outlets will report on, and we report on them from a different angle. And so we document what our take is on it. We say, we believe this about this particular story, and here's why. So we quoted a CNS News article, and they were quoting a Republican assemblywoman in California, Shannon Grove, who they said for months has been trying to get word out about how the EPA regulations apparently are literally draining water into the sea, all for the sake of a 3-inch fish. Now, why wouldn't Donald Trump say something about the insanity of those kind of EPA regulations? You got people all over California being penalized for washing their cars or for watering their lawns, and yet they are dumping, per the orders of the EPA bureaucracy, telling them to put out 800,000 acre-feet of water, just dump it into the bay? Because, you know, it's 3-inch fish, and it's not a problem. But, of course, Salon says, gee, that's just crazy. That's a conspiracy theory. There's no conspiracy about it, folks. It's out in the open. They're not doing this secretly. The EPA's regulations are public. What they're doing in San Francisco is public. The destruction of our economy, that may be a conspiracy if you don't understand what's going on, but it is public, folks, and it is a fact. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to tell you what happened in Switzerland. You won't believe this.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. One of these systems systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is the system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. It's normally $220+, but right now, for a limited time, it's less than $200 at InfoWarsStore.com. And the small profit we make goes to fund our reporters. This is a 360 win. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, June 5th, 2016. Today there was a referendum in Switzerland. Headline via Drudge, Swiss reject free income plan after a worker versus robot debate. There's a lot to this story. We're going to unpack this for you. We're going to show you something really bizarre that happened in Switzerland this weekend as well. Before we do, real quickly, the products that we sell at InfoWars are what fund our organization here. We don't run a lot of other sponsors to fund this organization. We sell products that we believe in, products that are going to help you with your health, with your family's health. And, of course, one of the things that you need to be concerned about as you try to make your house more energy efficient, as you try to get it airtight in many cases for air conditioning or for heating, you can trap the air in there. It can get very stale. You need to be aware of this. We've talked about this in the past. Dr. Group has talked about the dangers of
domestic pollution within your home, within your office. We have something now that can help you with that at an excellent price. An introductory price is 25% off its already low price. Alexa Pure Breeze. It's an energy efficient HEPA filter with ion cluster air purification. This is very energy efficient. It cycles 120 square feet every 12 minutes. Does an air change per hour. Exceeds allergy and asthma foundation recommendations. It's a very small design. It's only about the size of a large briefcase. So you get one purification unit with an ion cluster technology, one pre-filter, one true HEPA filter, and a carbon activated filter. That's all for $189.99. That's over 25% off the retail price. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Check that. Check the other products that we have for your health, for your preparedness, and also my favorite supplement. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this at InfoWarsLife.com is BrainForce. BrainForce is absolutely my favorite supplement that I take. You know, most of the supplements that I take, I do them because I do the research. I read the reviews on our site. I see what people have to say. I see what doctors and health experts say in terms of vitamins and supplements that I believe that I need. But when it comes to something like Brain Force, unlike many of these supplements, I don't feel something if I take a multivitamin, right? I just look at it and I take it based on what's in that multivitamin. With the Brain Force, it really does help to focus me. As I said before, if I was going to name the product, I would have called it Brain Focus. My favorite supplement, it is now in stock. Get it while supplies last at InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you for supporting us. And look at the other products that we have on site. Right now, as I point out, our biggest sale is the 25% off the new product we have, the large air filter supply there, Alexa Pure Filter. Okay, today, Drudge had up a story about what happened in Switzerland. They have basically rejected Bernieomics, or you could call it free lunch socialism, or you could call it Hillary's socialism. You know, Hillary says that she's on with all the free lunch stuff that Bernie Sanders wants to do, but she kind of gives a wink and a nod to Wall Street because they know, nah, she's really not. She's going to be our crony capitalist there. But she would enact a lot of that stuff. And we're going to talk a little bit here in just a moment about the true cost of free college tuition and open borders when you start to combine just those two factors. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But take a look at what Switzerland did. They were presented with the idea they're going to provide as a guarantee anybody that is 18 years or older would get a guaranteed income of $2,500 per month. Now, what does that work out to? That's about $31,000 a year, U.S. Or if you want to break it down to an hourly rate, wage, okay, of course, they wouldn't be working, okay, necessarily, regardless of how much they work. But if you assume that they were going to have a 40-hour work week, assuming they were working, they would get $16 an hour. So that's even better than the Bernieomics, where they want to give people a $15 an hour minimum wage. So this was a pretty generous stipend that they wanted to give everybody. How did they justify this, the people who put this on the ballot? And, of course, Switzerland has a pretty open referendum system, so it's pretty easy for people to bring things up for a vote. It was soundly rejected. It was rejected by 75-80% of the people there. But, I'm sorry, it was 85%. Let's see. Well, I'm not sure exactly. They don't have the total here. He said he reckoned that he would get 15%. It looks like it's now going to be 20% or maybe even 25%. So the article, this happened today, so I don't have the exact amount. But basically, it was soundly rejected, okay? They rejected EU membership by about 75%. Switzerland is not in the European Union. You understand that? They didn't throw away the Swiss franc for the EU either. They're not fools. And so they didn't buy this free lunch socialism. But why was it being sold to them? That's what I think is interesting. It was being sold to them because they said, well, you know, the robots are going to take our jobs. We're not going to have any jobs. What are we going to do? So they're selling this to them already as this kind of reservation. That's what we did to the Indians in this country. We said, you know, you had this lifestyle where you sustained yourself, you were hunters, gatherers, or whatever you were doing. We're not going to let you do that anymore. We're going to confine you into a very small area. We're not going to let you do any of the things that you did before to make a living. We are going to shut down any kind of business efforts that you want on the Indian reservation. We're going to control that very tightly. But don't worry, we're going to give you free health care. We're going to give you a stipend. We're going to give you welfare. We're going to contain you. That reservation system that our government has been doing to the Indians for over 100 years. That is what they're now bringing to us with sustainable development. It's the UN agenda for sustainability. And we look at this article from Reuters. They even put down here, sustainable solution? quote unquote. They say Champions of the Plan portrayed a more automated future and a poster that was bigger than a soccer field. And they asked, what would you do if your income was secure? They also had marched robots down the streets of Zurich and handed out free 10-franc notes. There you go. Don't worry. The robots are coming. The robots are going to take your job. But don't worry. They're going to hand you out money. You really think so? Really think so? As we've said many times, when you look at what's on the horizon, if we don't get control of AI, of automation, of this UN Agenda 21, it's an agenda that comes from the UN. They called it Agenda 21. It was the agenda for the 21st century. Now the new name, they renamed it because they've got a more specific time frame. At first, it was Agenda 21. Sometime in the 21st century, we're going to do it. Now, it's the 2030 UN Agenda for Sustainable Development. So when these people say, is this a sustainable solution? Yeah, that's right. They think it is. They're going to put you in a welfare state. They're going to put you in a reservation where you can't do anything, where you become completely dependent upon them, and even more passive, because they're going to have the robots hand you the money. You're not going to have a job. You're not going to have possibility to do anything else. And when I look at this, I look at Switzerland having the good sense to reject this, but surprisingly, it wasn't 100% rejection, as you would think. You still have situations as Swiss have maintained their independence from the EU. And I thought, you know, what does it take to become a Swiss citizen? Because we have Hillary lecturing us on how we need to open up our borders and Barack Obama and everything. Are the Swiss open? No, they're not. They don't have open borders. Listen to what it takes to become a Swiss citizen. Children born in Switzerland from non-Swiss parents do not automatically become Swiss. They don't have anchor babies in Switzerland. And you know what? We don't have them in our Constitution either. We need to call that bluff, and that's something that Donald Trump did early on. We need to call the bluff of anchor babyism, okay, if you want to call it that way. But anyway, they say, to become a naturalized citizen, you need to have resided in Switzerland for at least 12 years, three of which occurred within the previous 5 years prior to your request for citizenship. And you have to provide them with references. You have to go before local boards, okay? You have to go to the municipality where you reside. Then from there, it'll be sent to another municipality. And what they're going to do is they're going to look to see if you've been integrated into the Swiss community. Are you accustomed to the Swiss way of life, to Swiss practices? Do you comply with the Swiss legal system? Now, that would be a big no if you marched across the border and started demanding that people take care of you. I think they would say, no, I don't think that they understand the Swiss and comply with the Swiss legal system. And you have to be in no way compromising the internal or external security of Switzerland. Okay? And there's a story from a Swiss publication, The Local, where they talk about how an expat was denied Swiss citizenship after 39 years. This guy is an American. He's from California, interestingly enough. He's lived in Switzerland since 1975. He taught at a university. And then when he retired, they said he applied for citizenship, and they said, no, we don't think you know enough about the region. We don't think you're integrated enough into the region. And when we come back, we're going to tell you the really weird stuff in Switzerland. Stay with us.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income, and the best part, you'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity Team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We were just talking in the last segment about the wisdom of the Swiss in terms of rejecting Bernie economics and Hillary socialism, saying we're not going to guarantee $31,000 a year for every citizen over the age of 18. That's $16 an hour if they're working, but they were going to give that to everybody whether they worked or not. That was a proposal. They resoundingly rejected that, just as they've rejected participation in the EU, as well as not turning over their currency to the European Union. They also are not opening up their borders because they understand it will destroy their country if they bring people in who have absolutely no respect for their legal system or their culture. I mean, we stop and look at this. Would it be reasonable for us to have the Chinese just come in and whatever massive numbers they want so that they can, during the time of Mao, so they could have the cultural revolution in our country as well? I mean, at what point do open borders and uncontrolled immigration become an invasion? At what point do we have any control over that? If we're going to say that open borders are the greatest goal that we can have, and we're going to play you a clip in just a moment from Hillary Clinton saying just that very thing. She wants to, within the first 100 days, make everybody legal that are here illegally. Her greatest goal is to open up our borders to everyone in the world to come here without any restriction. If we were to do that, then what would keep our country from turning into communist China, for example, during the Cultural Revolution? Mao could have done that. No, it absolutely makes no sense. And yet, there is something rotten in the state of Switzerland. Not just Denmark, but Switzerland. When I was looking this story up about the referendum that they had, I saw this ceremony that they had on June 1st, opening up the deepest, longest railroad tunnel in the world at Goddard Base, the Goddard Base Tunnel. Truly bizarre. And if you're looking at this, and we're probably going to have, I'm sure somebody will want to do a report on this tomorrow. It's not really the sort of thing I like to focus on. But the pictures on this thing are unbelievably bizarre. Now, the picture that's up there right now, it's like this angel, topless angel girl with a giant baby head and feathered wings and people bowing down, floating in midair, okay, as part of this, people bowing down to it in orange jumpsuits. And there you can see the people doing that. There's a video of it right there. Incredibly bizarre. This looks like something, for those of you listening on the radio, remember Terry Gilliam's Brazil? Okay, it looks like those kind of nightmare scenarios, but also has a lot of satanic imagery in it. It also has a lot of imagery of people in these orange jumpsuits that look like they're prisoners or in a trance, that they're controlled. They have this expression on their faces. They march real slowly and mechanically down this thing. Understand, too, I think that there is a satanic element to it, as Drudge has a story up about the, there you can see the people marching with this satanic, kind of this trance-like robotic march that they've got going on. Everything about this was creepy, bizarre, over-sexualized with satanic images. It's unbelievable. And when we look at the symbolism that they use, when they do this on 6/16 with 600 actors, musicians, etc., okay, and they've got symbolism here. They've got, like, besides these zombies and orange jumpsuits, they've also got simulated bestiality, Satanism. They got people marching around in Baphomet characters. One of the people on Twitter says, the opening ceremony show for the new Goddard Tunnel is embarrassing. As a Swiss citizen, I apologize. It's absolutely incredible. Understand that they put a lot of importance on these sixes, the 666. That's what they're doing in L.A. The Satanists there say they're going to put a pentagram over L.A., and they're going to do it on June the 6th and 2016. That's where they get their three sixes. So it means something to them, folks. And you got to understand, question what these people are really into. This is something that was established by the elitists. They had the prime ministers and presidents from Germany, France, and Italy there in attendance. A lot of high officials, a lot of EU officials, and it's very disturbing to watch that. Really bizarre. I want to talk now about what's happening with our open borders. And, of course, we've got President Obama, who cannot bring people in this country quickly enough. So he doesn't want to vet them at all. I think maybe President O is going to become, maybe we should start calling him Patient Zero. Because now we're bringing in tuberculosis in large numbers. This is a story that was up on the Drudge Report today. More than one-third of refugees, well, actually, this is a story from June the 2nd. The one that was up today on Drudge Report was two workers in Minnesota coming down with tuberculosis. Now, these are American workers coming down with tuberculosis, but just a few days ago, we saw this coming out of Vermont. The Vermont Watchdog published data from the Vermont Department of Health that shows that more than one-third of refugees resettled in Vermont test positive for tuberculosis. About 35% of them tested positive. Now, you know, you may, as an American, as a first-world person, you may not really think about this too much. You probably don't think about tuberculosis. But it's a big issue in other parts of the world. And it's going to become a big issue in America if we don't screen people for anything. We don't screen them for being terrorists or criminals. We don't screen them for having the ability to support themselves or the skills to find a job. We just bring them in and see what happens, because that's what Obama and Hillary Clinton are about. I want to play for you this clip where she gave a speech campaigning in California. What she says is the true goal, the center of her presidential campaign is this, Hillary says.
Immigration is at the center of this presidential campaign. In my first 100 days, I will introduce legislation for comprehensive immigration. Yeah.
There you go. See, the center of her campaign is immigration. And she is going to legalize everybody who has come here, flaunting our laws, flaunting our culture, demanding largesse from you, the American taxpayer. And I want you to hear, she has these, it's not a press conference. She doesn't do press conferences, okay? This is a campaign dog and pony show where she's got a lot of people in there who are dreamers, you know, like the people that have been bashing Donald Trump supporters at these Trump rallies, burning cars, attacking the police. Okay, here's, though, this girl here is not a violent person, but she thinks that she's entitled to have you pay for her college education. Here's somebody from South Korea. This is what she has to say.
Others, like Clara Kim, here illegally from South Korea, goes to Azusa Pacific. She was able to get help with tuition despite her legal status.
I was able to get scholarships and grants through DACA.
DACA and DAPA are government programs which, among other things, allow
Let's stop right there. Hillary is just sitting right next to her, nodding, oh, yes, that's so wonderful. You're getting a full scholarship. An undocumented immigrant, they report, from South Korea. In other words, an illegal alien from South Korea is going to Azusa Pacific College. Azusa Pacific College. I looked it up. What is the tuition at that college? Tuition is $35,500 a year. That's just tuition. Now, if you look it up on Azusa, they say, well, you want to take a look at, if you include room and board and the service fee, plan on spending $44,400 per year. Okay? $44,000 a year. Now, that means that if she just got tuition because of the DACA program that Hillary Clinton is so excited about, that means that over 4 years, this girl who came here from South Korea is going to get $142,000 from U.S. taxpayers. $142,000. And if she gets the rest of the stuff, a meal plan and a board at the college, then she's going to get $177,000 from us. Can we afford to do that? How many college students are there in South Korea? Well, it turns out there's about 3.3 million college graduates there, okay? So we could wind up spending, just for the South Korean students who want to go to college in America for free and have you pay for it, that could be about $637 billion per year. Not a problem, right? No problem. See, Hillary and Bernie want free college for everybody, but everybody means everybody. That means anyone who wants to come into this country is a dreamer, and they get free college tuition. It was interesting. I went back and thought, what does college cost in South Korea? I found this article from 5 years ago. South Korean students are balking at the high cost of college. They think they're paying too much because the average tuition at a private university there in South Korea is $7,000. So they look at that and they say, well, you know, it's going to cost me $7,000 to go to college here in South Korea. Or I can go to the United States, where the tuition has been inflating and is now $35,000, five times what it is in South Korea. I could go there, though, even though it's five times the cost, and the American taxpayer will pay for it. Or the Federal Reserve will print money and borrow money so that they can put it on our children, okay? But they get it for free. See, that's the calculation that they're making. It makes perfectly good sense to them. And that's what is ultimately behind this. This is a planned takedown of our nation. And it made me absolutely furious to watch the libertarians debating about this and saying, well, we can have open borders and the welfare state because illegals don't get any benefits. Oh, really? How detached from reality can you get?
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.